So today I'm going to talk about families and how we engage each other in life and worship and how we nurture our children in faith. The reading will be part of the talk, and the children kindly volunteered to read it to us, and that will happen throughout the talk as well. But let's start with a prayer. Father, be with us now as we hear about you. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart that longs for you. In Jesus' name, amen. So we all are learners, and growing in faith is a process that's common to adults and children alike. It's a lifelong journey, and it takes place continuously inside the church and outside of it. And neither the strength nor the style of our faith ever stops developing. So one important way to grow in faith is to worship together as one family of God. So why do we welcome our children to worship? In the Old Testament, children are seen as a blessing. You can see it with Abraham. But it was the families and especially the father's duty to teach and to mold the children. But when Jesus came, that changed. And we're going to hear... Ryan is going to read to us. Is the microphone?
People were bringing apples. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him to touch them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these."
Well done, thank you. Can we take it with you? Thank you. So Jesus clearly was a busy man, and he spoke to those who needed him the most, sinners and tax collectors. So when people brought children to him, the disciples thought they were doing the right thing in sending them away. But Jesus stopped them. And he welcomed the children with open arms, and he blessed them by saying, "The kingdom of God will belong to such as these." So when we welcome children to worship, we follow just this Jesus' example. And we help them to discover and to grow in their faith. But not only that, I strongly believe that we also equip them for the life outside of church, for schools, playgrounds, and the clubs they go to. Unfortunately, a lot of the children in our community have either suffered from bullying or have even been a victim of a physical attack. Just on Thursday, I had a kids and kids, and I was talking to him, and he was really upset because there were four children at school that had followed him around and then centered him in and wanted to hit him. And his only way to escape was to jump over a fence, and he hurt his knee in doing so. So I really think that what the kids learn here in our community, the faith, the love, the trust, it will help them to deal better with the challenges and the pressures they face outside of church. And also, it will hopefully equip them to make the right choices and have a sound judgment. For instance, when they see things online that they shouldn't be seeing or that friends come and show to them. And it also teaches them to care and to look out for each other, just like we do here. And then, how do we train our children to worship? And Ruth is going to read us from Proverbs.
Train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Proverbs 22, chapter 6.
Verse 6. Thank you very much. Well done. So there are lots of things that we've seen. We've teach our children in our everyday lives. We teach them how to brush their teeth, how to be polite. We teach them reading and math. We teach them to respect elders and authorities. but we often do not teach them to worship. So most of the time, we just assume that if we bring a child to church on a Sunday, it will automatically learn to love God, to worship Him, and to praise Him. But the passage does not say, bring a child to church, and it will learn in the way. It says, train a child in the way it should go. And that involves the parents, but also all of us as the church family. And we can teach and model worship and our love for Jesus to them. So when is the best time to do that? And we're going to hear from Liam what the Bible says.
He picked this very long one.
Do you want to turn around?
These commandments I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road. When you lie down and get up.
Yeah, and that's Deuteronomy
chapter 6, verse 6 to 7.
Well done. I think we got a new talent. So when do we teach our children to worship? Anytime. And the Bible is quite clear about it. Teach them in your everyday activities. In the morning, at bedtime, when you're at home or out on the road. But be intentional about it and ask God for guidance. If you haven't done so already, try and make it part of your daily routine. Pray, sing, read the Bible, listen to them, ask questions. When we talk to them and do our teaching at JAM on a Sunday, it's amazing the things they tell us and how they feel about Jesus and how they feel about His love for them. So it just really blesses us as well. So if you can, try and look for teachable moments throughout the day when your child is receptive and when you can share, when they're open to receive it. And then we as a community can come alongside the parents as mentors, as friends, or just as a good example. So when someone asks them, what is it? What is a Christian? As a child, I would often say, oh, it's like Mrs. So-and-so or Mr. So-and-so, because we look for good examples. And then what do our children get from worship? Would you like to read it? That's from John.
God is spirit, and his worshippers must worship in spirit and in truth. John, chapter 4, verse 24.
Yeah. Well done. So, worshiping together doesn't mean it has to be on a child's level of understanding for them to get something out of it or have a meaning to them. Children are like sponges. They learn new songs, new words, new stories, and they sense the feeling of awe and awe that we have when we worship together. They form relationships with other church members, and they see our delight when we greet each other, when we hug each other, and when we welcome new members. So when we come together as a family on a Sunday to celebrate God, His goodness, His love, mercy, and forgiveness for us, it should be our high point of the week. And then children learn to understand that worship is about God and not about me. They learn that worship does not have to meet their needs to earn their participation. It is about God. And that then allows them to grow and develop spiritually. But I think there's also a very important lesson that we adults can learn from the children. So Jesse is going to read to us. Thank you. He's got the longest one. He picked it himself. Right. Thank you.
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child and had him stand among them, and he said, I'll tell you the truth. Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes a little child like this is in my name welcomes me. Matthew 18, verse 1 to 5.
So what can we learn from the children? A child's faith is uncomplicated and simple. Have a childlike trust and humbleness. So Jesus said the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who, like a little child, come humbly to God and trust him. And when a little child is hurt or hurt himself, or when it is scared, it will immediately cry for his mommy or daddy. It doesn't think twice about it. It's not too embarrassed or too proud to call for help. Or it wouldn't think it can sort things on its own. It will run to his mommy or daddy and hold on to them. And this is how our relationship with our Father should be. Whenever we're hurt or anxious or feel lonely, we should cry out for his help and run to him. And he will receive us with open arms. And we also learn that it doesn't have to be perfect. We don't have to be perfect. When your little one has drawn a picture for you and comes running to you and is super proud of it, and it turns out to be merely lots of scribbled lines and dots on a paper, you will still love it nevertheless. And that is how our Father loves us. No matter how imperfect or stained we are, when we come running to him, he will receive us with open arms. And we just learned, experience joy without having to worry. As adults, we tend to worry a lot and have lots of things on our mind. But just try and be in the moment and enjoy the worship. And then lastly, I think we should maintain a childlike curiousness and an open mind. We should never cease to be in awe of God's creation. And that's how we grow in faith. So we're all on a journey to discover, to grow and to develop in faith. We're all pilgrims. And journeys also play a key part in the Bible as well. They're often used to describe progress in spiritual life. So in the Old Testament, the people of Israel wandered through the desert for 40 years. And it was a time of great need and vulnerability, but also a time of great closeness to God. And then in the New Testament, there are several journeys of great importance. It is on the road to Jerusalem that Jesus taught his disciples about suffering in his messiahship. And on the road to Emmaus, two of the disciples learned the truth about resurrection. And then finally, on the road to Damascus, Paul encounters the risen Christ. So we learn that Jesus has liberated us from sin and death, and worshiping us helps us to remember that, and also to look ahead on our journey on his coming again. So even today, we are a pilgrim community, and we learn on the way. And that learning happens through sharing, through experience, and through stories. So our children need fellow pilgrims who walk with them for part of their journey. And we all, as a community, should be involved in that process of Christian teaching. And we should see ourselves as leaders of those ones who are still young in faith. We need to actively look for opportunities to link with the children and with the children's work. And we all should share our experiences, share our views, our ideas, and the stories that we've learned. So like I said, we're on a journey of faith together. Amen.